Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 58. It is a Tuesday, July 31st, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we were away for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. We took a break for a while.
I know. It was actually nice not having to do the podcast for 3 weeks.
Really? Why?
Because I didn't have to do anything at night.
Oh, okay. Well, only probably 30 minutes a night in a week or half hour or...
There's a lot of time and prep that goes into this show.
Really?
Yes.
You copy and paste stuff, right?
It's really hard to find good stuff to copy and paste, though. Plus, keeping Gay Geek Bizarre updated. If it wasn't for me and Caesar, you would not have a Facebook page.
That's right. Well, thanks to Caesar also. Well, thanks to you. You do all those things. So, guys, welcome to the show. It's a show where we talk about gay topics, geek stories and bizarre news, whichever we can find. And before we go on, we do have some weekend updates. Well, for the past 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks, Ray. What have you been doing? What's the major things you've done? You were watching
movies? Well, for 2 weeks, you deserted me.
Well, that's right, I did.
And I was left here all alone with nobody to take care of me or fend for me.
Oh, there you go, see?
Or go do anything with. It was horrible.
Oh.
Just horrible.
Poor Ray.
So I had to put up with Julio.
Oh, really? Is he doing well? I guess he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which reminds me, let's wish Casey and Julio happy birthday since Saturday was their birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Casey and Julio. They had a party last Sunday, and it was good. That Saturday. That's pretty good. All of our friends were there. Many of our friends. Okay, so just a little bit more update.
Where did you go in the 2 weeks that you deserted me?
So, just the... quick rundown, we went to Reykjavik, Iceland, and we went to the Blue Lagoon there and swam in
was
the water.
Was Bo Derek there?
No, she wasn't there.
Okay.
And then after that, we went to London and went to Manchester, and also we went to Glasgow. Consecutively, we went to London, Glasgow, Edinburgh, and then back to, and then went to... Manchester, and then we also went to Liverpool, and we went around Camden in England. Camden was where Amy Winehouse. Were you an avid fan of?
I liked her music.
Of Amy Winehouse. So we were there where she used to work, and that was kind of a good experience just to see her neighborhood and everything. And went to London again, and we watched Kite Runner, and we watched Les Miserables. You don't like Les Miserables, do you?
Oh, I love that show.
You love that show?
It's your husband that doesn't like it.
Yeah, he doesn't like it at all.
Because he's not really gay, I don't think.
No, I don't think he's gay. No.
You're not getting the theater gay card.
No, that's right. I loved it because it's the rotating stage one. Mm-hmm. That's the kind that the version that I like. Because I've seen the ones before in Houston that they probably didn't have the budget for the rotating stage. And I've always thought that has a good effect. And they did that And what's good about that theater, that's where Alec Guinness and Maggie Smith used to perform. So, wow. Nice place to be in. Anyway, so that was my experience. And we came back last week Monday. And jet lag's not so bad. Iceland was weird because it's always daytime. It's already, sunset is 11:10 p.m. So around 9:30, you still see your shadow. And it's really bright. And then when you go outside, you look outside from the window at 2 a.m., it's like dusk. It's really so bright. So it's actually, I could say, a vampire's nightmare to be out there. It's just too sunny. And it was good. Weather's good. Highs in the 65s. And then in London, it's highs in the 70s, highs in the 75s. So it's just nice. The weather's really nice. And jacket or what do you call this? Hoodie would do. Yeah. And then we
did
saw.
You see Her Royal Majesty?
No, but we saw the King of Spain pass by, and also in the car waved at us was Camilla Parker Bowles. Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. We went to Buckingham Palace. It's one of the highlights of that trip.
Did you watch the changing of the guards?
No, that's the one with the unnamed soldiers. That what it is? the changing of the guards.
Where they changed in front of the and it's all this big whole hoopla for it.
Oh yeah. Well, we saw some people walking around. You know, the guards walking at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, but the changing of the guards is a whole big deal.
Yeah.
So apparently you did not see that.
No.
So apparently you missed out the best thing of Buckingham Palace, next to being the queen.
Wait, is that in front?
Yeah.
The changing of the guards? Yeah. I guess we were staring at it.
It happens twice a day, I think.
I guess we saw him. Yeah, is it enough that they walk and they did change? Is that what you're talking about?
It's a whole big pomp and circumstance with the horses and a bunch of stuff. So.
Oh, no, I guess it's not right, the right time of the night, right time of the day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's go back to U.S. here in the USA. So you tried to watch War for the Planet of the Apes. How was that?
I did watch War for Planet of the Apes. It was part of, I think this is the best of the movies so far.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I liked it better than all the other two. Mm. So I watched Girls Trip, which was hilarious. I left my butt off all through that movie. It was so funny.
Girls Trip.
Mm-hmm, Girls Trip. It's okay. Queen Latifah, Jada Pickett Smith, and mm-hmm. two others, and
okay.
a whole big cast. And Luke Cage was in it. So
the guy who played Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, yeah, he's okay. in it. So that was funny. And then you went and tried to saw Atomic Blonde yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But we only got to see half of it because of a power surge.
There was a power surge. Okay, so one of the characters was falling from a building and somehow...
Everything went black.
It the timing was really, really good that as soon as he fell, as if we thought that he fell on the camera or something like that. And everything went black.
Everything
it was part
black.
Of the
and
movie.
We were like, okay, when's it coming back? And then all of a sudden, shit, the camera's out.
The camera's
the,
out.
The projector.
And then you can see the audio. There's nothing going on. Turns out when he went down, I told you guys I'm going to go down. And went to the counter and said, hey, there's something wrong with Theater 1. And then in came another guy saying, hey, the same thing's happened in Theater 7. So it's all over.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting our refunds.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with the gym? You guys wanted to go to the gym?
Julio was looking for a gym to go to, so I took him over to my gym, which is across from the movie theater, and showed him around. So
is it cruisy?
A little bit, not much.
Oh.
They apparently the Lifetime Fatness on Shepherd is more gay cruisy.
Ah, okay. So you can go to that.
I could if I wanted to pay an extra $5 to walk in the door.
Oh, really? Yeah. Even if you're a member?
Yep.
Because
of the membership I have, I can't jump around.
Jump around.
So, while you were gone and left me here all by my lonesome, I did watch King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh.
Which I thought was awesome. I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
And is it
like
TV?
Very action adventure.
Is it a hilarious? Is it the comedy?
No, it's an action adventure.
Oh, okay. So it was hilarious.
Guy Ritchie directed it. Come on.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ritchie. So... is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Okay.
It came out like 2 months ago and bombed.
That's the problem though. I don't think it didn't even register in my mind that there was one.
I know
one.
Because it had a pretty blonde white guy in it with muscles and you totally ignored that.
And the one who played King Arthur,
mm-hmm.
who was he?
Charlie Hunnam. Hunnam, however you say his last name.
And he's from?
Sons of Anarchy. He played the original, what's his name on Queer as Folk, the young guy.
Oh, the blonde kid.
He played the kid in the English version.
Oh, in the British version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen Curious Folk British version yet.
Why not?
I'll get to it. So many things to watch. I may be gay, but not that gay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Anyway, you ready to get on to the gay?
Okay, guys. We're going to go with the stories. This is one Ray picked, and it's kind of interesting.
All right.
Because I have comments about this later. Okay, good. Keep going.
Okay. So this week's gay. My mind goes blank inside Tokyo's gay for pay all male brothel. A new documentary takes a close look at the male brothel or
Urizen
in Tokyo that specializes in male sex workers. That usually identify as heterosexual, but nevertheless sell their bodies to their all male clientele to make money. The oldest profession in the world. Mm-hmm. The directorial debut for Boys for Sale had its North American premiere several weeks ago at Outfest in L.A. According to Gay Times, the director became acquainted with several male escorts between the ages of 19 and 30 who opened up about the ins and outs of their job in graphic detail. The film presents their sexual exploits as illustrations. Several of the boys wear masks or request their faces to be blurred, while others have no problem letting their profession be known. I'm detached, says one of the men. Ask how he can have sex with other men while he identifies as straight. My mind goes blank. Many of these sex workers were homeless or orphaned following natural disasters or personal ill fortune. Others simply need money and weren't dating at the time.
No.
The film also touches upon the spread of HIV in Japan, a disease that still isn't acknowledged by the government.
It isn't? It That's isn't. Horrible.
So you can go check out the preview of this video, and I hope it comes to Netflix soon so we can watch it. So usually Netflix picks up a lot of documentaries, so
yeah, that's true.
Hopefully it'll come on there. So, question for you, Maynard. Would you go to a gay brothel?
Yes, actually, yes. In fact, when we got married, we stayed not a brothel, but it's a gay hotel.
Well, that's different from a gay hotel and a brothel. A brothel, you go in and you're paying for sex.
Oh, you actually
and
pay
you're
for sex.
And you have sex, and then they kick you out in 5 minutes. And after your 5 minutes is up, and then they bring somebody else in.
What do you mean 5 minutes? I go longer than that.
Okay, 7 minutes.
Okay, fine. So.
So, would you pay for sex?
I don't know. Gay sex? I don't know. I don't think so.
What if it was
I've
one of the
bare
porn stars that you
then
liked?
I'll put in a layaway. I'm sure they're going to be expensive.
Well, yeah. So most of the gay actors that do personal escorts are expensive. Me and Dean Coulter, it was always funny because me and John used to joke about for my birthday, he was going to get Dean Coulter to be my date for the night. So, and I think it was like $6,000 for a night or something like that.
Yeah. So how about prostitution being legal? What do you think?
I have no problem with prostitution being legal as long as they get medical checkups and the clientele is controlled.
Yeah, I think the same too. Because why? Because if you're regulated, just like any other job, if you're pretty much regulated, if you're a sex worker, like you said, being checked regularly and probably supported and deductible on your taxes for your if you do checkups.
Yeah, why you got to bring up taxes? What's taxes got to do with
I'm
going to
go I'm getting there. In fact, if they do tax these people because it is a legal work, it's legal. You can pay taxes too.
Well, yeah, they can also charge a hell of a tax for tax it on top of the prostitution.
Do you think they would tax them more?
Yeah. Why not?
I would say it's still going
to
be.
It's just like cigarettes and alcohol. It's a vice. And they charge out the wazoo for that.
Wait. You're talking about taxing the payers or
taxing the Johns. Marijuana, there's a big tax on it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so why not? If prostitute, they post their rates and you got 20% markup tax.
Why can't it just be like a little bit higher than minimum wage then? And then just
I'm talking about the government making money.
Yeah. So if you think that then that would be discrimination then.
Why is that discrimination?
It's still a job just because it involves sex that you should be taxed more?
Well, no. If you're a John Pan, you're going to pay the taxes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
You get charged more taxes for buying alcohol and cigarettes.
Okay. Let me get this straight first. Let's get this the division. Does the sex worker get taxed?
Just like everybody else. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And equally and fairly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now let's go.
I'm talking about their rates for services.
Okay. Now let's go to the payer.
Okay.
Yes. They should pay tax more. Exactly. Yes, I agree. So I thought you were talking about the
sex worker.
I got
many ways to get rid of the deficit. Many ways.
That's right.
And this is just one of many.
Oh, yeah, that's one. And one more is legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Chicago. Weren't you talking about this a couple of weeks ago some time ago? That Chicago, I heard that Illinois is having a problem. Bring in marijuana taxing. Sure. Make it legal.
But would you pay for sex?
No. Gay sex, no. Straight sex? I don't know.
Well, like I said, what if it was somebody that was perfectly your type?
Oh, really? I have to look at my budget. Probably I will. I mean, if it's really, oh my God, and he said yes and everything. Oh, can you come up with $3,000? I have a story about that. I don't know. Can I bargain? Can you give me a discount?
Well, I'm sure these gay brothels, it's not $3,000. I mean, they try to push that off on the cat house thing that they used to do on HBO, mm-hmm. the after hour series they had where they were all go out and paying $1,500 for an hour with a hooker, but come on now. So,
yeah. So I know what you mean about, I have a story. Like I said, there was this guy who's He's in one of the Muscle Bear films, mm-hmm. not Bear films, but it's something else. And he's a big beefy bear, and you know, big dick and everything. And then my friend, I'm not gonna say his name, chatted with him. He lives in the Heights. He's a bear also. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he was there chatting with the guy. Hey, with the hookup and everything, right there, straight up, $3,000. That's why he came up with that money, with that amount, because that's what he said, $3,000 straight up. Let's do it. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I have to fly there to you, or maybe he would fly over, fly him over just to pay $3,000 just to.
Well, there are people that can afford that and do
I
that.
Guess so, but me personally, I don't think I'm gonna
if you want to live that fantasy of hooking up with that porn star, $3,000.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, that's a vacation.
Would you pay for sex?
It depends on how much.
$3,000.
And who it was with, yeah. What if I don't think it'd be $3,000.
Fine, it's $200.
Maybe $200, and depending on how cute and attractive I found the person.
$200, if it's a porn star, $200 and an autograph.
I don't want an autograph.
You don't want an autograph? No sign? I had sex with this guy. I don't know. It's a star. That's what people do. You get their DVD and sign.
Once he had sex with me, it would have been ruined for everybody else. So it's.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't need a signature. And I'll be like, Ray Rund him.
Oh, okay. Then just, you know, sign your butt or something. Okay. So what do you guys think? Are you guys going to pay for sex to go to this brothel? Or I don't know. It's a gay brothel. It's interesting. Put the links on their website. All right. Let's go to the geek. The geek here is more of a scientific, biological kind of geek. And it's about the first human embryos edited in the U.S. It's a modified embryo here in the U.S. But there's a catch.
The Clone Wars happened right here. Yeah. Clone Wars.
This is not about cloning. It's really just fertilization. It's just that it was modified. So, from a video show, gene editing chemicals being injected into a human egg at the moment of fertilization. Imagine that. You can edit or modify a DNA. Scientists use the technique to correct DNA errors present in the father's sperm. The first known attempt at creating a genetically modified human embryos in the United States has been carried out by a team of researchers in Portland, Oregon. MIT Technology Review has learned. The effort led by Shukrat Bitalipov of Oregon Health and Science University involved changing the DNA of a large number of one-cell embryos with the gene editing technique CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, according to the people familiar with the scientific results. Until now, American scientists have watched with a combination of awe, envy, and some alarm as scientists elsewhere were first to explore the controversial practice. To date, three previous reports of editing human embryos were all published by scientists in China, because I don't think you can do it here in the U.S., right? Now, Mitalipov is believed to have broken new ground both in the number of embryos experimented upon and by demonstrating that it's possible to safely and efficiently correct defective genes that cause inherited diseases. Although none of the embryos were developed for more than a few days, which is a good thing, might be unethical to do it. And there was never any intention of implanting them into a womb. The experiments are a milestone in what may prove to be an inevitable journey toward the birth of the first genetically modified human. So let me stop right there, because this is the topic we were talking about earlier, that this is already possible. You and I were talking about cloning earlier. Yeah. And when Dolly happened, the sheep was cloned, this healthy sheep. That right there is a proof of concept that you can already clone a living being. Mm-hmm. What would stop a mad scientist, or simply just a curious scientist, in a different country, I don't know, maybe China or Denmark or somewhere, that there are no regulations on human cloning?
Well, there's nothing to stop them.
Nothing to stop them. So
there's nothing that if somebody's doing it here in the U.S., it's not like, I mean, I'm sure it could be carried out here in the U.S. and nobody ever know it, right up under people's noses.
Yeah. So probably, I'm sure somebody out there is already doing it. And probably there's an army of it already by now, because just look at the possibilities and the opportunities on how to do it. It's really easy. I mean, they made it easy to do it. Yeah. If you do it really that easy, then chances are it's going to be like a bunch of orphan blacks. So, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Well, the whole thing on this, too, is like, yeah, we can go in and create issues. Like, say, my predisposition for diabetes. That could go in and correct that. Bad eyesight. That could go in and correct that. But what happens when you get to start carte blanche picking what kind of genetic child you want? Do you want them to have blue? I want my child to have blue eyes and blonde hair, and I want them to be really smart in the medical field.
Yeah.
So they start skewing the DNA to do
exactly.
that. Exactly. So then you're, as a parent, deciding what your child will most likely turn out to be genetically.
Yeah. So that's
going to be a crapshoot.
That's really
but
like.
You get one really good kid, one so-so kid, and one just horrible child.
Well, those are the random ones, but the parents would probably prefer to have them all perfect. But then, remember Dr. Bashir, Deep Space Nine?
Mm-hmm.
He was a genetically developed baby. What happened was he had a defect that they had to improve his embryo, or when he was born, modified his DNA. So he won't have that defect when he goes up. But then the parents, I think, this is what I remember. I should watch it. It's been a long time since I watched Deep Space Nine. That what they did was to him was to, we're fixing you anyway. Let's put in some more enhancement. Let's give you some agility and really predisposition to being an expert in medical field.
Yep.
So like what you
said. Your 9-inch penis.
Yeah, things like that. Probably he's got a 9-inch penis too. So, and that's what they did. Then he was a very good racquetball player. He's a very good in sports and everything. And turns out, I think in the TV show, he did admit that he was an enhanced person. He was an enhanced human being he was modified. This is the start of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the whole thing. I mean, it's good on one side that we can fix stuff so people are not born with Down syndrome, or if there's genetic diseases that run through the family, you can correct them before the child's born and weed them out of the genetic pool. It might be good for gay men, because then me and whoever I marry could get together, put our genetic DNA together and have it spliced and make our own child.
Oh, yeah, we can do that too.
From two male genetic material, which is not possible right now, but. Could be.
No, I think it is. I think it is already.
Well, I think it is. But so that then we could have a child and have a surrogate mother carry our DNA child.
They've done it already. I don't know about splicing two pairs.
There was an article that we talked about where they were close to being able to do that, taking two guys being able to have the baby with it, that they'd be able to do that in the next 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was last year.
It's a good idea, though, modifying humans like this way? For diseases.
Well, here's the deal. Evolution takes a long time. And our planet's changing faster than we can probably evolve. So I think at some point we're going to have to do some genetic manipulation so the human species can survive.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably a gateway to more of a...
But I mean, what would be wrong if we took every baby that was born from this point on and genetically made them so they were smarter?
Yeah.
You know.
Is it ethical? Does it really matter? I mean, if it's for the advancement of the human race, I guess I would say yes. Would you say yes?
I don't know. That's kind of starting to play God.
Yeah, it is playing
God. But in the long run, I mean, to be able to do, you know, our bodies can't keep up with the way the world's changing. I mean, the things that are going to happen in the next 50, 100 years with the drastic changes on what we're looking at on the planet, more pollution, more radiation, you know, genetically alter the kids so their bodies can deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you? Let's say you have a child. Somebody somehow got a girl pregnant. And
yeah, that's a miracle.
The baby is, like you said, possibly would have diabetes mm-hmm. when he grows up.
Or depression. I would definitely have
the baby tweaked.
Tweaked,
yeah. The embryo
tweaked for that. And for them to be super smart and have a 9-inch dick.
Nice. And that's just the foreskin, right?
That's just the foreskin.
Okay. All right. So what do you guys think? All these human enhancement. It's not cloning. It's about enhancing the human embryo.
But then you also get into, when do we start splicing animal DNA into us and start having people born with wings and all, like in the sci-fi stories where people get genetically enhanced that way?
Yeah. So,
or we have Khan.
Khan is more plausible, but having like a Island of Dr. Moreau type,
yeah,
that's the part that kind of be hard. You just can't. I mean, I was listening to the Star Talk podcast, and they were talking about certain species of primates. You just can't. They may do the act. They may have sex or anything, or do that, and they can copulate, but they don't really make a viable splice, or they cannot make a chimera that way.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like mules. They're a hybrid between donkeys and horses, mm-hmm. but the mules are sterile. They can't reproduce.
Yeah, until they keep doing it, probably at some point, then they.
Well, I'm sure eventually, if they start tweaking the genetic material, then yeah, they could. But then that becomes creating a whole new species.
Yeah, it's a what do you call this? Baby carrying mule.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. All right. So, what do you guys think? Let us know. It's an interesting topic on our geek section of the show. Okay, let's go to the bizarre. What did you have here?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It looks like this is going to happen. It looks like it's going to be the year of the clown. We have the remake of Stephen King's It in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this year's American Horror Story looks like it's going to be all about clowns.
But didn't they... They had I don't know which episode it was, but they had a clown. Oh, the one with the witches.
The one with the circus. Circus, yeah.
Circus, that's right. They had one clown there. It was really scary. Do you think they're going to continue that story with him, or he's going to be a cameo?
Dead. He's dead. They killed him.
That's true, but then doesn't American Horror Story like go back and forth in timeline anyway?
Well, I think this was happening current time.
Oh, okay.
Because this is more about, I think the joke was they're making it about the election. It's going to be about the clown that got elected president.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But anyway, on to this clown story. This creepy clown motel can now be yours. How'd you like to wake up to a clown doll dangling above your bed?
Oh, shit.
It's a concept that both Pennywise and both Pound Wise and Pound Foolish. A motel in the middle of nowhere dedicated to clowns in all their creepy glory. The aptly named Clown Motel is located in
Tonopah,
Nevada, population 2,478.
There's no one there.
It has the reputation of the scariest motel in America. Maybe it's because many of the rooms feature clown dolls dangling over the bed, just the perfect vision for you when you wake up in the middle of the night in a strange motel room. The rooms at the Clown Motel are dirt cheap, less than $50 a night. Speaking of prostitution, but the real price you pay comes when you check into your room and see a clown doll looming over you.
Oh, God, it's so scary.
Some visitors have been so creeped out by the vision of that loveliness that they've covered the clowns with towels to avoid nightmares, according to Las Vegas station KLAS. Owner Bob Perchetti opened the motel 22 years ago after retiring from a job in the tourism industry. His late business partner, he had the clown collection, but Perchetti had the dream. I love clowns. I've never had a problem with clowns. He told the station he had a house full of clowns and he decided to bring the clowns up and put them to work. He added, but now he is tired of clowning around and is looking to sell the motel to the first person who can scare up $900,000.
That's it.
I'm going to go fishing. I want to enjoy myself. He said, I'm going to do a little camping with the grandkids. There's a catch. Whoever buys the property must keep the clowns. Chetty said, after he sells, he promises to come back and visit the clowns, which the AV Club points out could either be a promise or a threat. So if you want a clown motel, you can get one in Nevada for $900,000 full of clowns.
That's not.
I shared this with our friend Julio because I thought this would be the perfect retirement plan for him.
That's right, to be living among clowns.
That's right.
That'd be interesting. It's kind of scary.
Well, he's selling it for $900,000, but it doesn't say how much business they bring in. If he makes enough off of it that he can make that much out of it.
Yeah,
so.
It's hard to tell. Okay, so I guess that's the show. It's been so long. Sorry, guys, for being away for so long and that we're just catching up right now. Once in a while, we do take a break and we have been updating. Well, the Facebook page has always been updated. So thank you very much to Caesar for posting articles there while I was away. Of course, Ray was posting there too. And it's on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And you can also go to the official website, gaygeekbizarre.com.
Yes, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next show. Bye.